Hijacking. I'm joined right now by Bill Houston, the host of the Bill Houston podcast, who we last heard from late last year, when he got a response from the state of New York, filed under the Freedom of Information Law, where, Bill, you proved that New York State, nor the New York State Health Department, nor any other part of the state has studies saying that masks are effective at stopping viruses or that they are safe or unsafe. New York State has no paperwork on masks. So now you've taken this to the ground, and I've just heard your story about Dunkin' Donuts. Can you start from the beginning with Dunkin' Donuts when you first of all, welcome. Thanks for coming on the program.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. So, I love stories like this. So what happened with DD, our good friends at DD, best coffee in the world?
So this started Saturday, about a week ago, and, 10 days ago. So first of all, let me just tell, you probably know this about me, but your audience might not. I don't go out much, but I don't wear a mask. I just never wear a mask. I wore one starting out in March or April of last year, a couple of times. I just said, this is stupid. I'm not going to wear a, if somebody tells me to wear a propeller-headed beanie in order to protect people from cosmic waves, I'm just not going to do it because it's ridiculous, okay? This is ridiculous, too. So I'm not playing. And I've just worked out a deal with, there's a few places that I frequent, and they leave me alone, yeah, which is cool. But so I'm kind of a poor person, and somebody sent me a Dunkin' Donuts gift card that had $37 written on it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to use that.
Lucky you. See, you hit the jackpot. So
that's money for me, so... I just go, they've got signs on the door like every place has. And so I just ignore them. I just walk in, do. I just, bebop in there. All of a sudden, everybody's screaming at me, man, sir, you got to have a mask. What are you doing? You got a mask, man. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not doing that. And they're saying, no, you have to wear a mask. You got to be. I'm like, okay, let me talk to the manager. Manager's like, go outside and wait for the police. I'm like, well, you come out and talk to me. And I went outside to wait for the police. Manager never came out. Never got a chance to talk to him. So police cop showed up. He's a really nice guy. And, Eric, you might know this about me also, but I have a history of nonviolent direct action. I've done a lot of videography around people that have done nonviolent direct action, like arrestable actions. Like, usually it's blockading like a gate, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew the lay of the land. I know it's probably a violation trespass. It's like a parking ticket. It's the lowest level offense.
Yep.
But I wasn't prepared to do it last Saturday. So I'm like, what happens if I stay in here? Cause they got 37 of my dollars and I want to get served. I want food. So what happens if I stay here? And he's like, he said, that's basically what he told me with the, it was going to be just, you're going to be arrested for trespass. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to push it today. I'll go home.
Right. But let's be clear. The New York executive order is explicit. And it says in one sentence, if you're over the age of 2 and can medically tolerate it, you need to wear a mask and cloth face covering when you cannot socially distance. There's 4 parts to the one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And further down it says, and we can't ask you about your medical issue. So what that order really says is you do not need to wear a mask. Basically, that's what it says. Anyway.
And the governor has reiterated that. I'm making a video for my channel right now, and I found a video where he said, basically, we have no authority to enforce this stuff. So what they've done, Eric, is since the state has no authority, the state has used various bullying tactics to get private business owners,
yep,
to enforce these BS.
That's what's going on.
Mask mandates,
okay.
Right.
Okay. So you make a plan?
Yeah, so I started, you know, I know what to do. You have to really, you can't just spring it on people. You can't just, like, write a press release the night before and spring it on everybody. If you want to do this with the highest success and the highest honor, you got to dialogue with the police, the local police guy. So I was talking to the chief of police, and he's really nice. I have a good working relationship with him now. And so I'm like, chief, just play it out for me. You know, what's going to happen? He was like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, is it, so just help me out. Are we sure this is going to be a violation ticket? I just want to make sure, cause I don't want to go to jail. If I get booked into the jail, God knows what's going to happen. They could take, you know, they do blood, all kinds of non-consensual medical procedures are common in jail.
Monkey pus. Yep. Yep.
You know, so, right. They could shoot you up with the monkey pus. I don't know. Maybe that's a possibility. So I wanted to make sure it's going to be like a low level, you know, the lowest level offense. So he's like, okay, well, I don't know the answer to that. Let me call the DA's office and I'll find out for you. I'm like, okay. So I call back. That was Tuesday, I think, of last week. Okay. And in the meantime, I reached the multi-unit manager, and the guy he blew me off for a couple of days, and then he finally, he was very rude. And
is this the guy who manages a group of Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes. So the way these franchises work is, you know, very commonly you'll get one guy that'll incorporate. He'll have a small corporation. And the function of this corporation is as a holding company for like four or five of these local Dunkin' Donuts franchises. And that's what we have here. We got a local guy. He lives in a nearby town and just owns three or four. So I reached the multi-unit manager, and there was no discussion of medical exemptions. There was no discussion about how I might get served if I, you know, what happens if I was like abused as a child and I've got, you know, mental trauma around masks? You know, there's a million different, everybody's got unique stuff going on. You know?
Actually, that's a valid issue, and it is one of the reasons why people should be exempt, and it's why the order calls for it. That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, so I talked to the guy. He was rude. I think he hung up on me. I'm like, but here was what I told him, Eric. This was like when I really kind of formulated the plan, like, clearly. And I said, okay, so I hear you. You're digging in. You're not going to negotiate with me. So this is just a courtesy call. I'm going to let you know what I'm going to do, okay? So I didn't – he's like, you were violated that day. I'm like, no, I wasn't. You know, the cop showed up. We talked about it, and I went home. I didn't get any violation that day, but I'm coming back. Only this time, I'm going to come back with some of my friends. I was getting calls from all over the state. People were going to come from 2 hours away.
I would have driven out. So, I'm really busy, but I would have gotten in my car at 7 in the morning.
God bless you, Eric. Thank you. So thanks for the support in that way and this way, too. So I said, I'm just going to come back. I'm going to bring my friends. I'm going to bring the media, too. I'm going to bring all the TV stations, and you're going to be on TV. Oh, no.
Is it the NSA?
Yes, there it is. Okay.
Swipe your call off.
Okay, where was I? So I'm talking to the multi... I'm going to...
So you promised him you're going to bring... Call? That it's going to become larger than just a private conversation and a simple arrest.
I'm like, I'm going to stay until I get served, or I'm going to be carried out by the police. There's going to be a media spectacle. You're going to be on TV explaining yourself, and so is the owner of this multi-unit little franchise. The owner is going to be on TV. So just to let you know, that's what's coming. He's like, bring it on. He was like rude. He's like, I've been on TV before. I'm like, okay, I'll see ya. And then I started posting I posted like a couple of things on Twitter, and I'm tagging Dunkin', like the corporate HQ Dunkin', and I'm saying, okay, this is the date. I'm going to get arrested. It's going to be a media spectacle. And by the way, I know some social media influencers, I would say, that have like tens of thousands of followers that could blow this thing up and make it international. You see how stuff gets spread virally. This kind of thing has real viral potential. So I said, this is going to be an international incident. So just to let you know, that's what's coming. Have a nice day. Meanwhile, I get a call back from the chief of police. Chief of police says, oh, Bill, I kind of just to let you know, I heard back from the DA's office, and they told me you're going to get charged with a misdemeanor. If you remain after you're asked to leave, that's a misdemeanor. Since you're inside the building, you know, they've got some technical way of explaining it. You're inside the building. That's a misdemeanor trespass.
Which
so
it's
that
not.
Means
it's
criminal.
Not really. It's not criminal trespass because you don't have the intent to commit another crime.
Thank you.
That's right. That's the difference. That's the difference. Yeah, mens rea or a gun, knife, toolkit. You know, whatever you're going to pick the locks or. Whatever, wear a mask and scare them. Okay, so
and I because I was dialoguing with everybody beforehand, I had it on record. I'm like, where's the criminal intent? I'm going there to buy food. Is buying food a crime?
That's, no, right. So keep this is the kind of thing that gets litigated in the civil litigation when all the dust settles. Okay, so you're now announcing this on social media. You contact me. Other friends are going to show up in Endicott, New York.
I hear back from the chief on Thursday saying I'm going to be charged criminally.
Right. So that's what the DA is going to press charges for.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so I guess I start. I'm like Jesus. I'm like I thought I was going to like skate out with a parking ticket, and now I'm like, well, it's like, what am I made of? You know, this, you know, stuff's going to get real. I don't know if you got a family friendly show or not, so I'm going to try not to cut.
I definitely do. I mean, no. Family friendly, meaning say whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. So I was like, you know, I'm. anyway, so where was I? Let me just think.
The
where
chief
I
says he's going to charge you with a misdemeanor, not a violation, and now
so
you're advertising it basically on social media, saying, you know, come one, come all.
And Eric, I'm starting to get scared because now I have real mortification of my body that's at risk. If I go to that jail and get booked in, God help me, because they do involuntary medical procedures on you at jail all the frickin' time.
Right.
So, you know, I don't, you know, they could jab me for all I know. You said it before. So that, I mean, I was starting to get scared, but I'm like, you know, what am I made of? What's the purpose of for me to be taking food and like breathing air when I could, that this air and this food could be going for somebody that's like doing something with their life. So I'm like, what am I made of? Am I, how committed am I to this? I'm like, I'm all in. So I'm like, okay. So I finally figured out, I did some research. It was a little difficult because the multi-unit manager, I'm like, tell me the name of the owner. He was like, screw you. I'm like, screw you as the owner? I'm like, okay, so that's just a stupid joke. But I found the owner. I looked him up. I called the owner's rep. It was like the assistant manager of like the Front Street store. And, oh, by the way, let me just tell you this really quick. When I called the DA's office and the receptionist at the DA's office, the DA that was going to charge me criminally, his receptionist said, was like laughing and like cheering me on and saying, you know, she thinks it's all bullshit.
Yeah, and that actually has an influence. Okay, so.
And the Endicott chief, too, also, he was saying it's all bullshit, okay? So. I finally reached this lady at the Front Street store. She works for the owner. She works directly for the owner. So I'm like, okay, this is just a courtesy call. I'm coming back with some friends and the media. There's going to be a media spectacle. It's probably going to go international. So just to let you know, have a nice day. She's like, wait. And she was doing the same thing. The owner's assistant manager was saying, I think this is all, you know, I agree with you. I think it's stupid. I think all of this is stupid. Everybody agrees with me, Eric, but nobody's got the stugat to do anything about it. I can't live like that, Eric. I don't know. Am I that different? I don't know. But anyway,
no. But keep going, because there's a point to all this.
So she says, you know, she says, wait. I'm like, what? She's like, you don't have to get arrested. I'm like, I don't, really? She's like, yeah. I don't know if, I forget the guy's name. I'm gonna call him Manoj or something. I'm gonna say, you know, hey, did you? I was like, have Manoj call me. She's like, wait. I'm like, I don't know if Manoj has talked to the Endicott store yet, but we've changed our policy. They're gonna serve you now. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. And she said, we're gonna ask you if you got a mask, and if you decline, we're just gonna serve you anyway. I'm like, what?
Yep.
In 2 days, they completely caved.
Well, they thought about it. They thought the better of it. But then, wait, so what's the final development?
So, even better, okay? I mean, it gets even better. So, this is the final icing on the cake is that she tells me, Bill, I got to tell you, June 1st, which is today, she told me this on Thursday, June 1st, 8,500 Dunkin' Donuts stores all across America are doing away with their mask mandates for customers.
Well, then, I will test this out myself. I'm not a Dunkin' Donuts customer, but I know where there is one.
Cool. People, your audience should go try it at your local Dunkin' Donuts and report back. Leave a comment on your show.
So the moral of the story here is that you don't know how weak your adversary is until you lean in and push.
And everybody, I just encourage everybody, Eric. I mean, I've got my own limitations. Everybody has their own limitations. Everybody is hooked in somehow to the system. But I want to encourage you and all of your listeners to push yourself just a little bit past your comfort zone. Because that's all I did. I was mainly planning on just a big bluff. I don't want to go to jail. You know, nobody wants to go to jail. But you have to, like you said, sometimes that's all it takes. A little bit of pushback and they completely cave. It was just the threat of a media spectacle that caused them to completely 180.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
Plus, you're backed by, you know, now the federal policy and New York State has amended the mandate to an honor system if vaccinated mandate, and so it's really nothing. And there's no longer any fiber to this. There's no longer any strength to this whole concept. I'm amazed people are wearing masks and certain small businesses are requiring them, even though it's so plainly ridiculous that everyone's going everywhere else without wearing one.
I encourage everybody in hearing distance of my voice right now to push it. Go everywhere you go, don't wear a mask. If they ask you if you've been vaccinated, that's a violation of the Civil Rights Act and the ADA. Push back, people. If we don't push back now, we're going to have immunity passports. And we're all going to be prisoners, and we're going to lose every bit of our democracy left. And a lot of people, Eric, don't see the big picture. They're just looking at the big, scary, invisible death plague virus. But there's a bigger picture here that I know you see, too.
Yep, and we've talked about it lots of times. Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
I will link to your program, and I will be happy to hear your story told in that version as well.
Thanks for having me on your show, Eric. Thank you.
Yep.